Prairie Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. And Lakeland Public Television, a few years ago, revived a program that's called Backroads. That was on a couple decades ago, possibly that far back.
Yeah, the 80s and 90s.
Okay. So that's Andrew DeZingle. He works at Lakeland Public Television. He's also a programmer here at Northern Community Radio. And he's here to tell us more about the new season of Backroads. First of all, Andrew, what is it?
Well, Backroads is a live music program produced by Lakeland PBS, and it features Minnesota musicians from all around the state. And it, like mentioned earlier, it originally broadcasted in the 80s, but in 2016, thanks to funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, we were able to bring the program back. And previous seasons, we've had Sam Miletich and Corey Medina and Brothers and the Fattening Frogs. And now we're bringing it back this year, September 10th through the 14th, filming at the Railway River Folk School in Bemidji.
Okay, so who are the guests this year?
Well, on Monday night, we have Tate McLean and Amanda Standalone. Tuesday night, we have Mel Hunt and Unpolished. Wednesday night, we have After Memphis and Ingeborg von Agassiz. And Thursday, we have Corey Campbell and Jacob Mahone and the Salty Dogs. And then Friday night, we end with Lars Nelson Band and Blue Hound at the Rail River Folk School.
Okay, so it's a concert, essentially.
Yes.
And people can come?
Yep.
And is it free?
It is free to the public. We have our tickets that you can claim on, because we limit it to 50 people.
Okay.
Just because with all our equipment in there, it kind of gets packed in there. So we limit it to about 50 people, and we have our tickets at lptv.org/shop.
Okay.
And then all 5 nights are listed on there as tickets available.
Excellent. So you've got TV cameras up and a bunch of sound equipment. It's kind of like Austin City Limits, but here in Bemidji.
It's a show because we work with 218 Productions and Mike Herbin, and they do a fantastic job making the show look great with the lights and sounding great and with the audio. It's getting to be a big production for us.
It's so cool. What goes into getting this thing organized? And actually, I'm kind of wondering how you choose the artists that you feature.
Well, for artists, like, the main rule we have for Backroads is everything has to be owned by the artist. So it's all original music, no covers, because everything we film has to be available online. So all the music you're hearing is original works from the artist. And I see bands performing at different venues across the state and give them my card and hopefully hear back from them. And then sometimes they contact the Backroads contact page on our website.
Tell me about the production piece of it. The bands come. I mean, you guys have to set up all the sound equipment, all the camera angles and all that stuff. What happens in post?
In post, then it's basically just me working on it with 5 different cameras access to. We record it live and switch it live, but sometimes a camera's moving when you don't want it to be moving when you're on it. So we record all the different cameras and put them all on the same timeline and just like go through each song and pick which ones are the best for the show. And then during the day of the production, we also interview members of the groups. So we also feature some insight into the songs from the bands in the episode as well.
Okay, so you'll talk with the musicians.
Yep, and try to figure out like how they got into music, what inspired their music, how they approach songwriting, then specifically talking about what inspired this song and what is this song about kind of thing.
Excellent. So you're taping all the 10th through the 14th.
Yep.
You do the shows.
Yep.
And then post-production happens. And then when can we see the shows on Lakeland?
The first episodes will begin airing in November.
And that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. So it's not that hard for me, but now that I've done it, this is the 3rd year doing it, I've gotten kind of a system down where I can do it pretty quickly, a turnaround in episodes. So. Huh.
As a producer, what are some of your favorite things about producing this show?
I think my favorite thing is during the interviews of getting a band to talk about like their music, especially because a lot of the artists performing mostly have to do like covers. So when you get them to play their own music and you want to hear their original music, they get really into talking about it. And it's kind of a fun experience, like hearing someone super passionate about something they made and to hear them finally be able to like talk about it. And I think that's my favorite part about working on Backroads is hearing that passion from artists to play their music.
Yeah. How many shows are you doing?
We're doing 10 shows.
10 shows.
In 1 week. We do two artists a night at 7 o'clock and 8:15 p.m. They do about a 30 to 45 minute set.
Okay. So people can get their tickets at lptv.org. They're free tickets, but yep. you reserve a ticket.
It kind of gives us an idea of what to expect for how many people are going to show up. Because if it is over 50, maybe we'll set up a few like extra chairs if people walk up to the door. You can show up to the door. Just there's just no guarantee without the ticket kind of thing.
Okay.
One thing I'd like to share about this season I think that's going to be really interesting is we have a variety of genres this year. So we have blues rock, folk music, bluegrass, soul rock, electro folk, and funk this year. So I think it's going to be a very interesting variety of genres.
All Minnesota musicians.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah, and if you're interested there and you want to check out previous episodes of Backroads, you can go to lptv.org and just in the little search box, you can just search for Backroads.
Every episode's on the website. So
yeah, and there's even some kind of hidden episodes in there too.
We also
maybe weren't in the main show, but then there
we do some web extras of like songs that just didn't make the cut, and then like a little bit of the interview that we thought would be really interesting, but just couldn't fit in the episode kind of thing. Yeah. And that's another exciting thing is like having so much that we can do extras like this.
I know that there's a lot of people at Lakeland Public Television who have been there since the original Backroads mm-hmm. was aired. How has the reaction been from those old school folks at Lakeland, and what kind of reaction have you seen from the public for this program?
I think it's kind of a reaction of excitement because in the previous Backroads, we could do covers and allow songs like that on there. So it's an interesting change to go from covers to like just hearing all original music and hearing like what the bands are writing and want to perform kind of thing. And then filming at the Railroader Folk School, and they've been great hosts for us these past 2 years. And it's kind of an interesting set, and it's kind of got that Backroads feel to it, I think, with like how this old building turned into like a music venue kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we've heard a lot from that of just the production look of the show is really interesting. And with, like I mentioned earlier, 218 Productions does a great job with the lights and stuff and making it really pop on TV.
Yeah, very cool. That is Andrew DeZingle. He's going to be producing episodes of Backroads on Lakeland Public Television. The first show is the 10th, and that's featuring Tate McLean and Amanda Standalone. You can get tickets for that. They're free, but you want to reserve a seat. So go to lptv.org and reserve your spot and check out the shows. Rail River Folk School.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Last year, we had a packed house for the Fattening Frogs, and it was the last night, and it was a lot of fun.
Excellent. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for all you're doing over there.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
She was a rodeo queen in 1940. Ah, that was oh so long ago. That the kids these days don't remember, and the younger ones might never ever know. She dances now to the jukebox at the alley. Too bad no one ever will know. The rodeo queen of 1940 was once the stopper when she danced. When she danced alone, she danced alone. Roly Poly, Zanny, Tony O'Rourke, Ragtime Man, Double Eagle, God only knows. The flower of the prairie, kind of wild, awful sweet, and the night was a leaf when she danced alone. an old-time punching cowboy. He'd met her when the roundup time was done. She was only 17 and quite taken. They were married in early 41. Then the Germans and the Japanese did threaten. Frankie thought it was right, though he was old. She waited like a lantern for his Liberty ship. And just to pass the time, she danced alone. She danced alone through the deck of cards. Iwo Jima Sam danced with Frankie when Frankie wasn't even home. And by the calendar, she wrote him from the Wild Woolly West. And the night was blessed when she danced alone. She got the news, she started drinking. Hey, around for each torpedo in his ship. And loving every roper in the western states. Not one said the things that Frankie did. Still the bands would play and she'd be looking. Then she'd request her favorite fiddle too. Hey, Jerry Bow, that old maiden's prayer. And while the fiddles played, she danced alone. She danced alone through the year. Other people's fears, let's not go to your hotel. Let's just go to my home. Oh God, the flower of the prairie, smelling sage and columbine. Oh, the night was fine when she danced alone. Queen of 1940, and she'd never seen an ocean in her life. She'll tell you truth and fancy of horses and of men, though the younger boys might joke along the side. She dances now to the jukebox at the alley. Well, too bad no one ever will know the rodeo queen 1940 was once the topper when she danced alone. She danced alone, rolled a pole, San Antonio Road, ragtime Annie, double eagle, God only knows. The flower of the prairie, kind of wild and awful sweet, and the night was a leaf when she danced alone.
That is Jim Miller with She Danced Alone. Jim was featured on Backroads back in the day. And thanks to Andrew DeZingle for talking about this season's Backroads shows on Lakeland Public Television on Airy Voices. Airy Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.